The moon was low in the west, and there was a pale glimmer of the coming dawn in the sky, when Gilbert Potter suddenly raised his head. Above the noise of the water and the whistle of the wind, he heard a familiar sound, the shrill, sharp neigh of a horse. Lifting himself with great exertion to a sitting posture, he saw two men on horseback in the flooded meadow a little below him. They stopped, seemed to consult, and presently drew nearer. Gilbert tried to shout, but the muscles of his throat were stiff, and his lungs refused to act. The horse neighed again. This time there was no mistake. It was Roger that he heard. Voice came to him, and he cried aloud, a hoarse, strange, unnatural cry. The horseman heard it, and rapidly pushed up the bank, until they reached a point directly opposite to him. The prospect of escape brought a thrill of life to his frame. He looked around and saw that the flood had indeed fallen.
"We have no rope," he heard one of the men say. "How shall we reach him?"
"There's no time to get one now," the other answered.
"My horse is stronger than yours. I'll go into the creek just below, where it's broader and not so deep, and work my way up to him."
"But one horse can't carry both."
"His will follow, be sure, when it sees me."
As the last speaker moved away, Gilbert saw a led horse plunging through the water beside the other. It was a difficult and dangerous undertaking. The horseman and the loose horse entered the main stream below, where its divided channel met and broadened, but it was still above the saddle girths and very swift.